thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power to be successful. The famous inventor Samuel Morse dreamed of one day becoming a great painter. He even traveled to Paris in the pursuit of his dream. Years before, his preacher father, Jedediah Morse, had counseled him using the words of the Earl of Chesterfield. Attend to one thing at a time. The steady and undissipated attention to one object is the sure mark of a superior genius. As a result, Morse threw himself into painting, but after a series of setbacks, he finally abandoned it. The crushing moment came when he lost the appointment to paint a historic mural at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and he gave up painting entirely. Writing about Samuel Morse in his book, The Greater Journey, historian David McCulloch says, he must attend to one thing at a time, his father had preached. The one thing, henceforth, would be his telegraph. Had he not stopped painting when he did, no successful electromagnetic telegraph would have happened when it did, or at least not a Morse electromagnetic telegraph. Relatively late in his career, Samuel Morse gave up painting to focus on inventing the telegraph and also, eventually, a language called Morse code that transformed how the world communicates. The Bible says, remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power to be successful. And here's the good news. There's no age limit with God. He can give you success at the beginning, in the middle, or at the very end of your life. But in order to grasp the thing at which you will succeed, you must be willing to let go of the thing at which you fail. From Vision's Word for Today, It's Not Too Late, Part 1.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.